This is Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White. It's that time of year, the Tiny Desk Sacramento Showcase is just around the corner. Hey Listen host Nick Bruner curated a list of local highlights from the contest with help from musician Lillian Francis and producer Camille Escovedo in anticipation of Cap Radio's musical celebration coming up on June 1st.
Tiny Desk contest time has quickly become my favorite part of the year. That's Christmas and Fun Drive all rolled up into one.
It was like getting to knock over a treasure chest and just pick up all these individual jewels and kind of look at the way that they shine in the light.
I had so much fun. I would start at like 10 p.m. and then all of a sudden it would be midnight. And I was like, Lillian, you have to respect your bedtime. Go to sleep.
Lillian, let's start with your contributions first. You had five really, really strong contenders here. Tell me about the Sean Thwaites Quartet and Camilla.
Normally it takes me a couple listens to really hear the melody of a song, but this one I gravitated towards right away. And I loved Camilla's vocals. She could sing the dictionary and I would be pleased. And then the keys and the steel drum in the background just make it the most lush composition.
The moon flirts with me as I write so sweet like the smell of rain. I couldn't say I'm sorry for missing your call again. Drooling on my sheets, why'd I go to sleep so late again? I lost my keys, I cannot be late again, oh.
I talked to Camilla, and she said that Moon was written as an ode to my self-awareness and a representation of my commitment to personal improvement. And I love that, and I also see the full moon as a time of reflection. Every time it comes back to think about the last month and kind of how things have changed since then. So I love that she's also using the moon as this reminder to be good to oneself.
To the playful moon.
It sounds like a rose, like the flourishing of oneself. Quietly blooming, just taking care of yourself, doing really mundane things, but just how lovely that can be in your own company.
Real good pick, Lillian, for starters. Let's move into a musician called C. Loud. Tell me about him.
Oh man, I loved this performance. Chris Lau, that's his name, draws inspiration from his own experiences as a teacher of transgender teens and from his struggles growing up gay in a conservative Catholic family. It's like a 7-minute song, and this dude is just slaying bar after bar. He's a really vivid storyteller, and I was just trying to keep up.
Headstrong dad Claude had more in common with his sisters and mom than his brothers never wanted to go play. He'd hear his bros say, God, Claude's so gay, which they said because instead of saying yo, he'd go hey, and he liked to crochet. Comparing him to his brothers was like a pig to a pugger, apples to OJ. It made him sad at night that his family only saw him black and white like a domino game. No, there was no gray. His dad would hope and pray it was just a phase, but it didn't go away. He raised his sons as men the macho way, but unlike them, trap shooting and fishing, he was cooking food in the kitchen and more into knitting mittens like it was snow day.
That track just got more and more potent as I listened to it. Just it builds and builds and builds and just tells this incredibly moving story.
It's really beautiful, and I love the message. And it's a good segue into the winner this year, who wrote about his experience being transgender and being accepted and not wanting to be erased. It's inspiring. It's a moving song.
The lyrics make me definitely want to print it out and just analyze it bar by bar. And I think it's really important as well that this song exists, particularly in the social climate of today, that songs like this exist that breathe life into how technicolor gender is and giving life to different forms of masculinity as well.
Another very personal portrayal coming from Trey Burt. Lillian, tell me more about this track, Everybody's Mother.
Trey has such a worn timelessness to his voice. Listening to his songs feels like putting on like your grandfather's jacket. It's just like comfortable and old, and you just want to like keep it on. This song is about trying to squash the patriarchy, and he says that he gets inspiration from strong women in his life and seeing what they've had to go through.
Skin is dark as the ocean. It turns blue moonlight. She'll pick the moment when you.
songwriting, and I love listening to him play guitar. It's never boring. I feel like Trey has a brain that's constantly going and constantly writing, and so I like getting a little glimpse into the things he's thinking.
Every word is so poetic, and it just, to me, is like starlight. I really, really appreciate and love his poetry, as well as like a solemn ode to the ferocity of women, what they've gone through and what's coming to the fore right now. I get chills when I listen to it.
Moving on, Lillian, tell me about Some Dude, S-U-M-D-O-O-D.
This song is just straight up fun. When I talked to Some Dude about this, he said that he felt most uninhibited in this song and that it wasn't written to have a narrative, statement, or purpose other than to be simply fun and unusual. As a songwriter myself, sometimes we get in our heads and things have to mean something, and you can't just shut up your brain and just channel the forces that be to create music. And it's kind of a hard task, actually, to just create a song that's for fun. But I love it, and I think he did a great job. It's catchy. It is no more and no less than a little pop gen needs.
I think that it's very colorful, and it just feels like creativity is just fizzing over in it, and it's just a wonderful little soda drink.
All right, Lillian, and the final entry of your top five picks of this year's Tiny Desk contestants is a group called Water Bear with a song about, well, the water bear.
This is a super interesting, unique song. I don't think I've ever heard anything like it. I don't think everybody is ready for Water Bear, but the more I listened to it, the more it got stuck in my head, and now I, like, you know, I sing the chorus, and as I keep listening to it, you know, eventually I'll be able to, like, sing the verses as well. It's a super tidy but complex song. Steven, the pianist and singer, says that the song suggests vastness in the microscopic realm. And I totally feel that. It's just a treat. It's so funny.
Picture a mountain on the hair of a leg of a tiny gnat.
So if Brian Eno were to go on Sacramento cable access television, I think we would have something akin to Water Bear. It took me a couple listens, but like I remember coming back to it again and again and again and again, just for how playfully bizarre it is, but also catchy and informative, as it turns out. This is actually a science lesson about the water bear.
I liked how it glorifies this really, really tiny microscopic thing that's kind of cute, but it's also kind of nasty. Like, it's a freaking weird creature.
I also will note that Steven says that Water Bear is a pretty simple song compared to most of their music. I gotta dive in. I want to see what, if this is their simple stuff, I would love to see their complex stuff.
If you a microscope lens, it's a moss, and you might find one down. The water bear has all the comforts of life within his tiny lab.
Camille, let's move on to your picks. Tell me about Casey Smith and why you chose her track.
I loved it because, like, it reminds me of ripples across, like, a dark pond, and a really deep pond, and so it just, like, pulls you in. It's really sad, but there is this glimmer of hope, however deep down it pulls one to the bottom.
They don't mind if I come around, but I feel like I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I already live to every song.
There's never a part that's like, this part didn't have to be in here. It's very paced out
And it's a simple song, but I don't know, she manages to keep my attention the entire time. I think if you're a fan of a musician like Sharon Van Etten, you'll definitely want to check out more from Casey Smith. But Lillian, what did you think?
Yeah, this is another hypnotic one. And I really like the idea of like that feeling of being somewhere, but knowing that you're totally checked out and kind of wanting to catch up with yourself.
Camille, next on the list, we have a family band, a family funk band, in fact. This is Latour. Tell me about them.
Well, first of all, it's cute because it's a family and there's a little dog in the video and stuff. And so I was already like, okay, I was ready for like a lighthearted adventure. And then the music begins and it just swells into this very balmy, like very uplifting kind of romantic sound.
Everything about this group makes me smile in a big way. So let's hear their cut from this year's contest.
This bass line, though.
Tatiana smiling kind of through the lyrics, and it just makes me think of sunshine working its magic. It's cute.
Unpopular opinions with Lillian, I normally don't like funk music, and I love this song. The melody is just so breezy. I'm down.
Good pick, Camille.
Thanks.
Next up is Hannah Mae Reid. Another guest of Cap Radio's in the past. Tell me more about why you chose her piece.
I love a good odyssey, and Hannah Mae Reid crafts it, and it's just them and their guitar. And yet they create this whole, like, spellbinding experience. There's a part where they're whistling, and it's very strange but beautiful, but also very alien-like. And I feel like that really captures how self-growth actually is. And that's what I got out of the song.
I turned to Ray, found it on ice, trying to ride through the forks and miles. My mind is cluttered on material things, my body not in vain. I just feel pain as in the rain.
Have so much emotion in their voice. It's definitely a voice that tells a lot of stories. And I love when they hit those high notes. They sound so good.
So that's Hannah Mae Reid. Moving on to Space Walker.
April Walker is super dynamic and gives an amazingly dazzling performance. She records harmonies and then loops them. So it sounds like she's awakening harmonies and beats out of thin air.
I was building a sculpture. That's why my hands are turning. I've been circling about vultures. My master plan is a worthy. You've been pretty good at raising vibes, director. You've been pretty good at saving lives, resurrector. When you speak to someone and you know they lied, do you correct them? What do you accept, huh? What do you expect, Walker dying to kill her.
I'm a huge fan of Tune Yards, and I think that's one of the reasons that I was drawn to Space Walker's music when I first found out about it, because it's so much fun to watch April build her song, like in real time.
And I'm super jealous because I hear it and I'm like, I want to go where she goes, but I don't know how. Like, I think she's the only one.
Just trying to move.
So we go from Space Walker, who I think could be pretty aptly described as a one-person band, into Michael Turgeon, who I think also has some of those same qualities in the piece that you wrote about next.
I really love that the song accumulates peacefulness over time, but it also, there's these keyboard chords that suddenly drive the song into very alarming, like, presentness, and then it, like, steps back into this, like, softness again. Yeah, it's my favorite song in the whole contest.
The sun came up and I packed my tent and I returned to the promised land. I know I always write my best song with a thin meal in my hand.
Don't you just picture a deer, like, skittering across the sky?
Well put.
It feels very soundtracky. It inspires a lot of calmness and optimism and nostalgia all at the same time.
That's Michael Turgeon with The Great Unconformity. We're running down our favorite entrants from NPR Music's Tiny Desk Contest for 2019. I'm Nick Bruner, in with Camille Escobedo and Lillian Francis. Can I introduce the two of you to The Vat?
What's
that? That's my very first pick for my top five here. And this is a new group fronted by Greg Brown, who has been making music in and around Sacramento since the early 90s. In fact, he was the original guitarist for Cake. He's responsible for the song The Distance. I didn't know that until I started asking him questions about his band, which is still relatively new. In fact, this is the only song, as of this recording, that's online. This track currently is called Stay Away.
You better stay away for a while. You better let her cool down. Let her cool down, alright. Damn it, do you know what time it is? You gotta give a person space. She doesn't wanna see your face. She's been seeing it all over the place. Because it comes and it goes. Too deep, so stay away for a while. Better let her cool down. Let her cool down, alright.
So I get a real nostalgic kick out of this song. I mean, it's incredibly contemporary, but it reminds me of when I was in high school listening to bands like Cake, for obvious reasons, but also groups like the Dandy Warhols and Blur, and I think, Lillian, you were saying it kind of smacks of Broken Bells for you. Camille, what'd you think of The Vat?
I found it very motivational. Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely made me want to get a sweatband on and then have a training montage for something.
I was wondering why you were doing burpees, so I guess that may all make sense now. I am pleased to also let you both know that The Vat is going to be on the bill for this year's Tiny Desk Sacramento show.
Yeah.
Well, something a little more cooled off than the track we just heard comes from The Midnight Dip. And this is a band out of Davis. They are a five-piece fronted by a woman named Liz Catt. And she tells me that they've been making music only for about a year. But what I love about it is it's so operatic and it's so colorful. The track that they submitted for the contest this year is called Dollhouse.
Sitting in the sauce by myself with nothing but plastic to compound. Waiting for the world to let me out. I'm learning when I come up with a how. A moment in the color it just changed. I'm not sure I can explain. My world goes to pink and black and blue. I need to hear a whistle so I get through. Oh,
creepy as hell.
Really? You think it's creepy?
No, but in the best way. In, like, a Tim Burton, like that's exactly what it is for me.
I got a distinct Tim Burton vibe off of it just from the jump. And especially when those bells come into play and just the kind of, like, swaying cabaret nature of it. And the way Liz Catt just wails. I wasn't expecting that.
I really agree with that of how elusive the song is at first. Like, you're like, there's something going on. It starts off really intriguing, and then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
The Midnight Dip will also be joining us for Tiny Desk Sacramento 2019. They'll be opening the show here at Cap Radio on June the 1st. Another surprise that I found early on was from Igwe Aka. He was born in Nigeria. He moved to Citrus Heights when he was a kid. I think it was around fifth grade that he started going to school here. He has this track out called One Wish that immediately gets my attention, but man, once his vocals kick in, I just forget it. I'm hooked for the rest of the song.
Waking up on blue moons with a border on my back. Gotta have blue moves at my head on my lap. In way too many dreams and they vivid as they seem. I think I just might be dying trying for a scene. And I live it in replay every day. And it's vivid in replay every day. And I live it in replay every day. And it's vivid in replay every day. So if I hand you my weed, break it down and roll it up for me. Is it what it seems when we in this company? Hand you my weed.
I described it as the vocal equivalent of never breaking eye contact. Like, there's just this intensity that he's just like, it's just got me.
That's such a great comparison. I love how the piano and his vocals kind of twirl around each other back and forth throughout the whole thing, and it really reminds me of him capturing kind of the dreamiest parts of a regular day.
So much swag.
Absolutely. That guy's got confidence just to spare.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Way too fast. Next band I wrote about is called House of Mary, another group that does an awful lot with a guitar, one drum, two vocalists. Let's have a listen.
How the drum sounded kind of like someone tapping their foot increasingly impatiently. And so I really like that there's something has to change or something has to give.
Ooh, now that you mention it, it kind of gives the track an insistence like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, and when she says move along, it's kind of like, okay, let's go.
Moving
along.
Okay, very nice. Finally on my list, the headliner for the Tiny Desk Sacramento show. The group is A Tribe Quartet out of Sacramento. He says when he composed this song, it was after hearing about the death of Stephon Clark in his own neighborhood.
What's not to love about this? It's so good.
I think that's our roundup for 2019. Lillian Francis and Camille Escovedo, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Franny Pack out.
That was Nick Bruner, Lillian Francis, and Camille Escovedo with their picks from the fifth Tiny Desk concert. Tiny Desk Sacramento will happen on June 1st. You can see a few of those artists perform live here at Cap Radio. Tickets, we're told, going fast. You can find all of the details at capradio.org/insight. And that is Insight for this week. You know, today is producer Bert Johnson's last show, and we are really going to miss him. But you'll be hearing from him soon. Starting in June, he'll be covering Northern Nevada for us. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Technical director is Mark Jones. Senior producer is Helen Barrington. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And we'll be back on Tuesday. I'm Randall White. Thanks for joining us.
Taste the wealth, right? Ain't gonna happen overnight. I'm doing my cardio, keeping it tight. Cooking it up, feeding my body right. And I'm brushing and flossing for kissing goodnight. To the playful mood. Yeah. She'll be gone so soon. Sorry for missing your calling.